We're back on the Farm Show here on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. And we're talking today with Lisa Roker. Of course, she is Wabasso's FFA advisor. We talked to her just a couple weeks ago during FFA week. But also, she's with the Farm Bureau right now out in Washington, D.C. Lisa, how you doing?
I am doing wonderfully. How are you?
Doing good. So tell us a little bit about what's going on out in Washington right now. We talked to Amber Hansen last week talking about the trip that's going out there. Tell us how it's going.
Things are going really well. We have 17 Farm Bureau members from across Minnesota, and we started our week on Monday, and we flew in, and we started out with some briefings on some different ag issues that are really we wanted to hit, and we wanted to make sure that we discussed and shed some light on with the different individuals that we'd be speaking with the rest of the week. We had a chance to meet with President Zippy Duvall, American Farm Bureau President, and so it was really interesting to speak with him, hear his story, and very personable, a great visit with him that we had on Wednesday as well. Yesterday, Tuesday, we had the opportunity to do our Capitol Hill visits, and we, as a full group, we met with both of our Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, as well as their staff members, and spoke with them on some different agriculture-related issues. We also met with, as the full group, we met with Congressman Colin Peterson, as well as Congressman Tom Emmer, and then we split into some smaller groups, and part of our group had the opportunity to speak with Congressman Jason Lewis, and the other part of our group had the opportunity to speak with Congressman Eric Paulson, and then we also did a night tour of the Capitol, which was really interesting. We got to be on both the House and Senate floors and see that. And Congressman Emmer took the time with three of his staff members to give us that tour and see kind of a side of things at Capitol that not a lot of people always get a chance to see on a normal tour.
Yeah, that is always definitely interesting. I was able to take that tour myself last year, and it's amazing the things you see on a Capitol tour and things that they tell you behind the scenes that you may not even hear about on a Capitol tour. There's some really interesting and fascinating things with that.
Yes, absolutely.
So when you had your visits with the senators and with the members of Congress, I mean, you know, we all know that the Minnesota delegation, for the most part, is very cognizant of what's going on with ag issues and stuff. So what kind of a vibe did you get from them? I mean, we are all on the same page agriculturally, but you know, to get their perspective of how things are moving along.
They gave us positive thoughts, and we were very well received with our concerns and thoughts, and people took that, the word and the concerns of Minnesota Farm Bureau very seriously. And so it was very productive and very positive meetings with everybody. So some of the issues that we kind of hit on were our key topics that we wanted to discuss, of course, Farm Bill and keeping the nutrition aspect combined with the Farm Bill, as well as talking about trade, talking about the importance of Minnesota ag exports. 24% of our Minnesota ag exports go to Canada, and almost 24% of our ag exports from Minnesota go to Mexico. So 48% of Minnesota ag exports rely on those two countries. And so the importance of keeping NAFTA and finding maybe ways to improve that, but definitely keep it not withdrawing from NAFTA, just finding ways to better improve that system. So those were some of our key topics that we were addressing with the different individuals that we spoke with.
Okay, and you know, getting a chance to talk with Colin Peterson, I'm sure, about the Farm Bill, being he is the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, he definitely gives you some unique perspectives about how the process works, doesn't he?
Yes, yep, and shares that with us, and it's very interesting to speak with on that topic.
So now you've met with some people. What is the rest of the trip to D.C. going to entail for you guys?
So a couple things that we still have left before we fly out later on Wednesday evening. We are going to be going to the first Minnesota Coffee, so a breakfast, that is hosted by Senator Tina Smith. So very excited to participate in that. And we'll also be touring the U.S. Department of Agriculture with Christy Boswell, senior advisor there. And so very excited to have that opportunity to see that side of USDA and learn about that and the presence here in Washington, D.C.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us and tell us about what's been going on for Farm Bureau out there.
Yes, absolutely. It has been my pleasure.
All right. That's Lisa Roker with the Minnesota Farm Bureau here on the Farm Show. We'll be back after this.